The Yemeni government's failure to meet the demands of the people has once again sparked anti-government demonstrations in the heart of the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Thousands of young protesters attended a demonstration on Sunday, chanting the people want the downfall of the government. They marched to Yemen's defense ministry in a rally dubbed the implementation of the people's demands.
We are living in the worst conditions, below the poverty line. Therefore, we came out to call for the downfall of the government so we can get rid of these corrupt people in power. They are spreading all types of corruption.
The protesters also marched in condemnation of the Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. They say Chapter 7 would put Yemen under international supervision and would allow foreign powers to directly intervene in Yemen if the country becomes a threat to international security. Yemenis believe that would threaten the sovereignty of the nation and the aspirations of the Yemeni people.
The Chapter 7 would put Yemen under the control of foreign powers, as if the Yemeni people aren't capable of controlling their own affairs and can't make their own decisions. This is something we as free Yemenis strongly reject.
The Yemeni government currently stands on the edge of a precipice. As a result of the deteriorating security situation in the country, the situation has led to a number of recent targeted political assassinations of military personnel and political officials. The security meltdown has also fueled public outrage among Yemenis, whose demands remain unfulfilled 3 years after the uprising began.
The protesters are also demanding for more job opportunities, a better economic situation, and for a government which will be able to provide security. Yusuf Mawidi, Press TV, Sana'a. Thank you.